Our story is called I Learned to Love You Today by Bob Perks. You're miserable and probably one of the rudest people I've ever come across. When I approach you, you turn away and pretend I'm not there till you're ready. I've tried 1,000 times to make you smile, and you've tried 1,000 times not to. I've dreaded even having to deal with you. I even tried coming at another time only to find you there at all hours. The hard, staid look on your face remains unchanged no matter what day it is, what time it is, or even what season. A beautiful day, it's a moan. Hello, how are you today? Always returns the same. I had given up on you. I've been angered by you. I've even thought about complaining to the manager, but didn't. Then one day I caught myself acting, just like you, and I realized I must stop. I finally resolved myself to the fact that you are who you are, and I cannot change that. You are a fact of my life, and I must learn to deal with it. You made me. One day, I permitted myself to return the emptiness, rude behavior, terrible attitude, and silent treatment, and you chose to say something. I approached the checkout, and you said, "Are you okay?" I was stunned. I could actually feel my brow, my entire face scrunch up, apparently angry that you'd ask. "Am I okay?" I said in disbelief. "Yes," you replied. "You're usually so upbeat and chipper." Well, I stood in this dreamlike state, confused by what was going on. You looked at me and said, "I depend on you to lift my spirits every time you come in. I work 3 jobs. My bills are piling up. My kids need clothes for school. My husband left me, and 3 weeks later, I found out I have cancer." I was speechless. "Now you come in with this attitude today," she said. I actually apologized. I never considered that you were more than a clerk. I never tried to understand that behind that face was personal pain, life challenges, and loss. Sure, you should learn to separate work and life, but sometimes life digs in, hurts, and you end up wearing it like an ugly dress. Fits, but no one wants to see it. Knowing how difficult your life is, I will see you through the eyes of love. Love is more than romantic. Love is compassionate. Love is kind. Love is forgiving. Love is seeing beyond the pain. In 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.